Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
So tonight, with me, Catherine Boyle and Katie Puckrick.
Yes.
We are talking about old hookers. When I mean old hookers, I mean historical hookers, like hooking through the ages.
Oh, I thought you were bringing in something about my personal life.
So. I would never. Okay. That's for you to bring up. Okay. We're also talking about, bullshine, grade A bullshine.
People horse pucky.
Conning their way
into
positions which they have no chance of getting into in their normal guises. And I'll tell you a bit more of that about in a second. And also, of course, taking your phone calls. You can give us a ring about anything, 0344 499 1000. That's 0344 499 1000. And Hayley will answer the phone and Hayley will phone you back and you'll be on the radio talking to us too.
Yeah.
That was two chances.
Yeah.
So this story about the Billy Bullshine, right?
Yeah.
I saw it on Twitter earlier on. This guy said that his dad had tried to get into a New York restaurant and failed and been told that it was completely booked up.
All right. What kind of restaurant, though?
I think French from the accents in the video,
because
he took a video, right? So he is undeterred, and the dad phones back half an hour later and says he is the president of Morocco. Hey, guess what? They found him a table.
Do they? Okay, well, number one, does Morocco even have a president?
It does.
Okay, I thought it may have just been a kingdom.
And it's an old Moroccan guy, and this dad happens to be an old Moroccan-looking guy. I don't even know what his origin is, but he could pass, right?
Okay, so he didn't have to put on the bronzer.
No, it's a guy with a moustache.
Okay,
many cases, it's a guy with a moustache. So he goes, and you see this video, and they are bowing and scraping to this guy.
Wow.
They're asking for selfies. They get him to sign a plate, and they treat him, well, like the president of Morocco.
Oh. You know what's great about saying you're the president of Morocco? Nobody really knows. It's like saying you're the leader of Bulgaria. Like, it's kind of like, I've heard of Morocco, I know about Bulgaria, but there's no kind of like, I know what the Queen of England looks like.
Right. So you say it like you mean it, and you can get quite far in life, actually, in some places. And if you don't, it's always worth a try, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever pushed the bullshinometer?
I have certainly whipped out the horse pucky in certain events. And what I do is, I mean, I know I'm lying. That's fine. And I do it with a cheerful demeanor. But my little strategy is I will just go to the box office of a gig I want to see. And then I'll say, hi, I'm Katie Puckrick. And I believe I'm on the list for this. I'm not really sure.
Brilliant.
And I'm always very humble about it. Like, I might not be. I may have just completely gotten it wrong, but I thought I spoke to the person to, and I'm all really vague about it. And then they just usher me right in. And the best time I ever did this, Catherine, was when the Beach Boys, when Brian Wilson and the, you know, reactivated Beach Boys were playing the London Palladium.
Right.
I think it was a summer or two ago. And yeah, I did that whole, like, I think Six Music may have put me on. Maybe it's not even tonight. Maybe it was for the show tomorrow night. And
so you're not really lying. You're not really telling the truth, but you're not really lying.
Well, I definitely, like, I've already been told. In these cases, I usually do try to go through the official channels, and then they say, no, forget it. You're not, you know, you're not important enough. And so then I just try it nicely. And then the box office manager did give me a little wink, like, okay,
wow.
I'll put, but you know, I got in and there I was in the lovely, the first circle overlooking this, you know, direct eye line to the stage.
Nice.
Yeah. But not, I don't try to palm myself off as somebody else. But I do know somebody actually who, speaking of Morocco, my friend Tammy Glover, who works in film production, she was on a trip to Morocco and she called the Mamounia Hotel, which is the big swanky danky place in town. And she said, "Hi, my name is Tammy Glover and I'd like to book a room." Blah, blah, blah. She gets there. It turns out that they thought she said Danny Glover, and they booked her in the presidential suite.
Wow.
And they were bowing and scraping.
On the basis of Lethal Weapon.
On the basis of the fact that I guess Danny Glover is the name to drop when you're in, you know, when you're in Marrakesh.
Wow.
And so she was, they were confused and they were sort of like looking past her, looking over her shoulder. Is Danny coming? Is Danny with you? No, Tammy. I'm Tammy Glover. And then they just had to, they just had to eat it.
Wow. You know, they didn't withdraw the offer.
They didn't because they realized that some lower level dog's body kind of queered the deal. So, yeah. So she got a really great trip out of it.
That is amazing. I've never gone that far on Bullshine alone. And I always, the occasion I did, it was a really mild thing, but it spiraled. And it was, and I've told this story before, so if you've heard this story before, please forgive me and just switch your brains off just for 2 seconds. But when I was a kid, I was in a choir. I'm talking about 14.
Yeah.
And Bob Monkhouse was the special guest at this Village Fete thing that we were performing at. Do you remember Bob Monkhouse?
Yeah.
Big deal. Big television deal in his day.
Sure.
And my friend said, "Oh, I really want Bob Monkhouse's autograph, but I daren't go up to him." I went, "What? I'll go. He's just a bloke. I'll go for you." So I go up, "Excuse me, Mr. Monkhouse, could I possibly have your autograph?" "Yeah, sure. What's your name?" And instead of doing the thing that I think is a little bit rude of going, "Oh, it's not for me, it's for my friend," I said, "Oh, it's Jackie. My name's Jackie." And he went, "Oh, Jackie, that's a beautiful name. In fact, my wife's called Jackie." Jackie! He brought her over. We were involved in a good 10-minute conversation about how great it was to be called Jackie.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, they're so nice. They're so nice. Anyway, so yeah, I was Jackie for 10 minutes.
And then, well, then you were obliged to go and have it changed by deed poll.
Yeah, definitely. So that's why my name is now Jackie.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we want you to give us a ring on if you fancy. And you can, as I say, I'll give you suggestions, but you don't have to go by them. We're freestyling on this show.
Yeah.
0344 499 1000. How far have you got on Bullshine alone? Let's have a quick word with Hawk. Hey, Hawk.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You're right.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the show last night. It was super.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm trying to work out whether we've spoken before, Hawk.
Yes, it's Star.
Ah, right. Why are they calling you Hawk on this?
I ain't got a clue.
How weird. Anyway, it's nice to hear from you, Star. What you got?
Well, two things.
Go on.
I have met a couple of celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
My first one was when I was about 5-6 years of age. My mum took me to the Birmingham Hippodrome to see Little and Large.
Right.
And I was called up on stage. So that was really good.
You were that kid. Whenever I went to shows, I was always sitting too far back.
Oh, no. We were sort of towards the front, but in the aisle part. And they walked up and they saw me. And I was like, I was only tiny. And they saw me and he grabbed my hand. He's like, right, come on, you come up on stage with us. And I was like, okay. Really shy, really quiet, but really good. And then my second one was, I was at school. I was one of the prefects. And we had a couple come over. We had, I'm trying to think of her name. She was a singer in a time.
Okay.
And then we had another one come over. And he was... I used to do the show, I'm trying to think of his name. It's just totally gone out of my head. Michael something.
Michael and someone who used to be a singer.
Yeah.
If anyone's got a clue who she's driving at, please help us out. 0344 499 1000. I mean, we can throw a few names at you. Can you remember what she looked like?
Yeah, she was tall, thin, long black hair.
Cher.
No. She was an English singer. I don't think she's well known, but
was it Marty Kane?
I'm not sure. I was really young. I was in primary school at that time, and then the second one was when I was in high school. I was a prefect.
All right.
And he used to do a quiz show. His name was Michael something.
A Barrymore?
That's the one. Yes.
Oh.
I can't believe you've forgotten Michael Barrymore.
I know. My brain's just not working today.
Well, thanks for giving us a little try. Thanks.
Another thing as well.
Yep.
Can you do me a big favour?
Depends what it is.
Hide your bottle.
Why?
Because every time Guardian sees it, he's just going in a rampage and it's triggering him because I have looked absolutely everywhere and I cannot get him a purple one. And every time he sees your bottle, it's like, ooh.
Wow. And what's the big deal about the purple ones? Are they?
Because he's absolutely fascinated with the colour purple. That's his favourite colour.
It's a good movie.
So, but I've tried everywhere. Waitrose, Amazon, everything.
Really?
Cannot find one. Yeah. Cannot find a purple one. All the other colours, no problem. Plenty. Purple, nope, sold out everywhere.
Too special. Too special, you see. It was a special edition. It wasn't. There were loads of them. I know that's not helpful to you in your plight.
No.
But anyway, I'm not moving it. He can read it and weep. Good to speak to you, Star.
Yeah,
take care. That's marriage.
Isn't that funny about how celebrities, just meeting a celebrity, it's like sprinkling a little fairy dust on your day. Like it makes you feel good about yourself or I don't know, like it makes you feel connected.
It's always a surprise to see a celebrity out doing normal things, I think, for people.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Ian gets caught all the time in the supermarket and they say, what are you doing here? It's like, well, you know, I've got to eat.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I would get that sometimes on the bus or public transportation. What are you doing here? Like, aren't you in your limo? Like, no.
No, he's having the day off.
Yeah, yeah, he is. The driver is, he's having a nice little break.
Let's talk to Wasim. Hiya, Wasim.
Evening, Kath. How's it going?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you doing?
Evening, Katie.
Hi, Wasim.
I thought I'd be a gentleman. I'd say evening to both of you.
Well, it's very
I appreciate
good
it.
I think Ian's got it wrong. I think Ian's got me all wrong anyway. So
I don't think he has. I thought you'd patch things up.
No, you know what it is, Kat? The reason I actually called him up, the real reason is, you know, when he argues with people, I find it so funny. Honestly, it's just not all the arguments, but you know, like the guy called about milk, Jack.
The guy who called about milk.
Yeah, it was a weird conversation.
Yeah, I heard that clip a few times, and that was just the way Ian reacts to things is just, oh my God, it's just priceless, you know. I'm just wondering how would you react to someone like Jack or Kadir or someone?
Well,
because you seem much more calm to me.
I am quite calm, but I also don't tolerate nonsense. So you may find out at some point, but you know.
You know, I actually thought I'm going to be on the blacklist with Ian. I thought you might block me from calling in.
Nah, you'd know about it.
Yeah. You know, the reason I called in is quite funny because, you know, you just, Ian's so easy to wind up as well because he starts arguing with you straight away. I don't think he means to, but, you know, like sometimes you say something and then he gets the wrong end of the stick and stuff. His reactions are priceless, you know, honestly. But I think he's a really nice guy, to be honest with you. I really like him.
Okay, well, why don't you tell him that?
I will, yeah. And I think you're really cool as well. I think it's really good that you've got two women doing the show. And, you know, I hope you guys have a good time over the next 3 days until Ian gets back.
Thanks very much, Rossi. Yeah. I hope you have a good time too. I mean, it's not just about
us. You see, I'm not a bad person, am I? I'm quite nice deep down.
Well, you've been very good today. Gold star. Thanks very much, Wasim.
Yeah, totally presentable.
Completely acceptable performance from the man.
Yes.
Hello, Alan Caddick.
Sorry I'm late, girls.
Hello. That is a jolly, energetic hello.
Sorry I'm late.
It's all right.
I was busy scouring YouTube.
Oh, God, why?
And I was watching an old video of The Big Breakfast.
Why?
To see what Chris Evans did before he was on Radio 2.
Gosh, can't you remember? How old are you?
I'm 38.
Blimey, Alan.
And I didn't know Gabby was launched into the mainstream on The Big Breakfast.
Hmm.
Because I recognised her from when she did children's television.
Right. Why are you researching Chris Evans? I mean, it's a fine subject to research, but
sure.
It seems a little random.
Because Katie was a pioneer of Channel 4 TV in the evenings.
Do you accept that role?
Yes, I will accept that role.
And Chris was a pioneer of mornings on Channel 4.
Gosh, yes.
And actually, both The Word and The Big Breakfast were made by the same production company, so there's certainly a link there.
Oh, a very good link.
Yeah.
And I understand, going from last night, Katie, you're looking for a gentleman caller.
Yes.
I'm willing to put my hat in the ring.
Wow. And so what are your interests?
I love karaoke.
Oh, me too.
What's your favorite song on karaoke?
I love Fooled Around and Fell in Love by Elvin Bishop.
With me, my favorite one, Star Trekking by The Firm.
Yeah, he loves it so much he got banned from singing it because he was singing it too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Too much of a good thing.
Exactly, party poopers. What else do you sing when you're not allowed to sing Star Trekking?
I love any song by Queen.
Mm-hmm. It's tricky to pull off as a one-man thing, though.
It is tricky. You have to master all of those different harmonies, like multi-throat singing.
Yeah, especially Bohemian Rhapsody.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do that one?
I see you, little zilla, what the rubber man.
Scaramouche, gonna do the fandango.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
Galileo.
Turns out, yes, you can.
That's excellent. You are a master of this.
If The Word ever came back on telly, would I be on there?
I don't know. What would you do to be on telly? I mean, would you... Let's go through some of the things that people did because they were desperate to be on television in that section in The Word.
Are you talking about the hopefuls?
Yeah.
So people would do things like take a bath in cow doo-doo.
Or kissing, French kissing a grandma.
Or licking a sweaty armpit.
Didn't someone drink vomit?
That was something else. That was a man who drank a beer and then he put a hose down his... He put like a tube down his throat and then coughed it back up. I mean, it was all variations on furballs. And there was also a man who snorted a condom through his nose and horked it out through his mouth. So, yeah, what would you offer?
With me, I would drink 5 pints of your wine and snort it back through the nose.
Wow.
It's very specific.
It's very specific. And whose urine?
It would be a pig's urine.
Wow, Alan. Wow. It's like, he's really going for it.
You would be a shoo-in, though, to be fair. He would definitely be accepted, well, wouldn't he, with that kind
he's
of...
He's had experience with a pig nunu in the jungle, hasn't he?
He did, but they were paying him quite a lot of money to do it, and you're offering to drink 5 pints of pig wee for nothing.
I know.
What are you like, Alan?
Yeah, but it's a stepping stone, isn't it?
Definitely. Everyone got famous out of that.
Yeah. That's always the strategy. It's like, this will lead to other things. We can't pay you, but this will give you exposure, the much needed exposure. You can parlay that into something else.
Definitely.
Or it could lead to public humiliation.
Well, there is that.
For sure.
That's show business, Alan Caddick.
I know that too well.
Oh my God, you sound so jaded.
Sorry, I'm jaded because I'm late.
Oh.
Because I didn't call on my usual time. I looked at the time and I thought, oh, beep, I've got to call.
Well, let this be a lesson to you.
Be on time.
Be on time. Mm. And next time, you know, bring 5 pints with you.
Right.
Goodbye.
Oink, oink.
0344-499-1000, as you can hear, anything goes.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
If you want to give us a ring, 0344 499 1000. G's given us a ring, and I bet I know what he's ringing about. Okay. You're not having my bottle, G.
Hello, this boss. No, I wasn't actually ringing in about the bottle, because I'm already triggered enough about that.
Okay, we better not mention it then.
I was actually ringing in to let you know that when my wife rang in,
yes,
she mistook Michael Barrymore for Cliff Richard.
What? Wow, that's
an easy thing to do.
That is a really bizarre trajectory, and especially since she said Michael.
Yeah. She had a complete brain fart and just completely misunderstood. So I just thought I'd ring in and let you know that it was Cliff Richard that she met.
Now,
who is a bigger star than Michael Barrymore.
But why did you need to tell us that? You could have protected her. She could have got away with it. No one would ever have known. OK, it's a little bit bullshine, but, you know, you're supposed to be on the same team, G.
I married her. Protection out the window.
So is that part of the marriage vows? So you're busting her, though. You're busting her chops
proper.
On this.
Yeah, straight out the water. Just simply because she thought she got it right, and I love being right.
Oh, gee.
Well, I'm interested
in... That's exactly what she said. Oh, gee.
What was Cliff Richard up to? What was he doing? So this is the celebrity she met when she was a teenager?
Yeah, the 15 one.
Trolling school.
Right.
He was probably making a special appearance and lifting the young people's spirits.
I've cut G off before he says something incriminating.
Yes.
Because as is his wont.
Yes.
But that selling of selling out of star there has just reminded me of something we were discussing briefly before the show.
Yes.
Which is, you know, the eternal battle for supremacy that is a relationship.
Yeah. There's an interesting story today by Hannah Betts in the Evening Standard magazine, and it is about the IQ gap in relationships. So are you smarter than your partner? How does it stack up? Did you willingly and knowingly enter into a relationship with a big old dummy, or did you purposefully seek out somebody smarter than yourself? And she goes on to say, this is Hannah Betts, she's talking about the fact that she's kind of a big old smarty pants, and so's her husband. And she said that, this is from the article, she said, when we met, he told me that he was about to embark upon an MA in literary theory at Cambridge. I replied that I used to teach literary theory at Oxford. And apparently on date three, I suddenly remarked, hold on, I've just realized that you think you're cleverer than me. So this is obviously two people who are quite positional, but it does make me think about the fact that some people are totally happy with being with somebody who's not very smart.
Mm-hmm.
But then that puts them in this kind of My Fair Lady, Henry Higgins, constant position of schooling somebody, which I've been in that position before, and it's exhausting. I don't like it.
It's exhausting.
I don't want to be smarter than the person
and also,
that I'm with.
I don't know about you, because I've been in this position in the past. not that I'm super bright, but, you know, when you just realise that the other person isn't quite on the same page. Thankfully, normally they're more grounded and down to earth and like common sense smart than I am, because my head's often in the clouds. But you know that moment when you go, I can't talk to you about books or the films I like or anything like that, because you're just not lit by these things, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to be said for the other person's picking up the slack on some qualities that you don't possess. So like you said, if you're a little airy-fairy and somebody else is more grounded and practical, and that's fine. But when they don't share a curiosity about the things that you're curious about, it's hard to spark off of each other. And one of the things that gets me is when somebody doesn't share my frame of reference. And that's kind of built into the deal when you're with someone who's considerably younger than you.
Yeah.
And this is often a paradigm that you find with older men and younger women. And it seems like, I mean, it's kind of the classic cliche where, you know, the guy, when the guy's on his second wife or whatever, or, you know, he's having his second childhood and he has that yellow Jaguar, but he does line up a bright young thing, or perhaps not so bright. And if I've ever had some sort of festive night out or some sort of romantic inclination with somebody who's younger, a lot younger, or doesn't share the same references, you spend all your time together going, oh, well, it was this movie that was out, or it was this TV show, or World War II was this big fight that we were in with the Germans.
Yeah. Or you give up and you go and find that part of things elsewhere, and that's where the trouble starts.
Well, that's when the trouble starts.
Have you ever worked with someone who's significantly less bright than you are, apart from today? Hi, Ian.
Sorry? I haven't.
Ian's on the phone.
Ian.
What is this?
What? Nothing. How are you doing? Aren't you on holiday? What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I've just, here's the thing. So I'm in America to see the Monkees. I'm going to get to see them tomorrow night, and I'm seeing them Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And I've spent, and I'm, you know, I'm getting divorced and I'm buying a house and money is really, really tight. And, you know, my therapist said you should go to New York. It'd be really good for you. And it's cost me like £2,000 with the hotel and the travel. And I've literally just woken up to find out they've cancelled the rest of the tour.
What?
What?
So I was wondering two things. One, can we do like a GoFundMe to try and get me my money back? And two, Katie, you're sounding great. I'm going to ask you to go home now. Catherine, if you could budge over one seat.
Why?
I'm already booked in for the duration.
I'm back. You don't need to, honestly. Katie, get an Uber. Just budge round one and we'll do nonce. What's your favourite B-side, guys?
Man,
cool now.
It's just Tough Tits, man, because you went over there. You went over there for fun times. You will have fun times, and we don't want you back until you've had them. I don't care if it's monkey related or not. Could you like go forth and like smile and talk to people and stuff?
What's this? Why did they cancel their tour, Ian?
I don't know. I've just had a little doze, and I've just woken up, and I've just been on Facebook, and it's cancelled. And I think they're saying that one of them is ill, and you know, and I wish them all well and stuff, and everyone's going, oh God, I wish them well, and thank God the tickets are being rescheduled for January. I can't afford to come back in January. I'm broke.
Oh, mate.
So I might move over to New York and live here. Anyway.
What have you been doing since you, how long have you been in New York, like one day?
I've been in New York for 19 hours.
Okay.
And I've done a lot. I've been to Atlantic Records. I went and looked around Atlantic Records. I've been to a Chinese restaurant owned by an old Hong Kong movie star who made films with Bruce Lee. I've been to some record stores, and I've had two dozes. And now I'm just off to meet my friend Imani, and we're going to get the Staten Island Ferry.
So ooh, that's
I'm
good.
I'm living the tourist dream.
Yes, you are.
Bad news about the Monkees, though, eh? Bad news about the Monkees.
Oh, listen to you with your tongue firmly in your cheek, Boyle. I know you. Anyway, you two are getting way too much love on Twitter. So just can you both be a little bit crapper, please, in what you're doing? You know, just tone down the skills a little bit, please.
All right, mate.
You wouldn't mind.
All right, mate. Up your bum. Thank you very much indeed. I've always wanted to be able to cut that guy off, and today I've achieved my dream. I mean, sometimes you just strive for things and it lands in your lap. Yeah. 0344 499 1000.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk radio. Give it some lip.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.